You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and today I am excited to have on the show two men who epitomize what this show is about. Now, if you've been listening to the show before, you know that I believe we need more positive content. We need more ways to highlight the many wonderful, loving, and selfless people in the world today. Well, that is not only who they are, that is also what they do. Dale Gaboldo is an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and 30-year veteran of the entertainment industry. Both in front of and behind the camera, Dale has appeared in over 130 episodes of television and a dozen films, most notably Ryan Murphy's FX TV series and the American crime story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. As a strong proponent of socially conscious business and sustainably development efforts, he leads the advisory council as co-founder of the Arts, Hearts, and Philanthropy Initiative, and his social impact efforts have helped raise over $50 million for over 100 charities around the world. Now, currently, he serves as an executive producer of Be Great and oversees their strategic partnership with the International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation. Now, earning his nickname Business Yoda in 2015 by his business partners, Brian Gallinger is a social impact-based entrepreneur, producer, and consultant. He has helped build over 30 successful businesses and consulted to help develop over 100 businesses, brands, organizations, projects, or events, as well as producing over 100 specific events that have brought on positive influences to thousands of people. Now, Brian's biggest passions are entertainment and social impact. He has volunteered for numerous nonprofit organizations and foundations, dedicating thousands of hours internationally to programs that help humanity and our planet. In 2015, he created Be Great and serves as the active CEO. Dale, Brian, welcome to Answers Network.
Hello, great to be here.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, Alan.
All right. Well, it is my pleasure. And I want to thank both of you for taking your time to be here as well. And I know that I've shared some of your business background with our audience, but can each of you share a little bit about your personal story that led you to this life of service and giving back?
Sure. Brian, go ahead. Kick us off, my friend.
All right. So I grew up in a real small town in Washington State, and I was raised with great family values. And I think I just learned early on through our household that giving back and spreading love and compassion is very important. And I didn't know that really there was anything different. I was pretty spoiled with this unconditional love and encouragement. So as I got into my high school years, I started falling in love with the entertainment industry, but had a bug for business, and just early on had kind of a vision for philanthropy. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then along my journey of being an entrepreneur and a producer and a consultant, I realized that I probably wasn't going to create a cure for cancer or something pinnacle. So what I started to do was volunteer for other nonprofits and organizations, mm-hmm. causes and events to do my good until I could figure out exactly what it was that I wanted to do through humanitarian efforts. And that was about 2015. I had lived in Asia for 4.5 years, and I volunteered for a nonprofit rescuing children from sex trafficking and abusive scenarios. And that's when a light bulb went off that there just isn't enough positivity and authenticity highlighting the greatness that's happening in the world through media. And so that's when I came up with the concept for Be Great.
All right. And Dale, how about you?
Sure. I found social impact and philanthropy through my work as an actor and an entertainer. I'm from a city called Plano, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Great parents that supported pretty much anything I wanted to do, as long as it was positive. And I heard on the radio that they were auditioning for the all-new Mickey Mouse Club. They were looking for new Mouseketeers. So I auditioned, I got the part, and I had the extraordinary experience of being a Mouseketeer on the show with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling and all those guys. But what was amazing about that experience is Disney was extraordinarily supportive in our interests outside of just being on camera. So I had a chance to get behind the camera and produce social impact-based pieces of content. So, for instance, they sent me to the Costa Rican rainforest, and I got a chance to co-produce a small piece on the rainforest. We worked on a concert for the environment. So very early on, we were sort of taught that, you know, there's a balance between being a performer and being someone that's about humanitarian causes and things that matter. So fast forward, growing up, continuing my acting career, I was constantly looking for opportunities to take advantage of some of the seeds that were planted in me as a child. And I had the chance, starting around 2014, when I began applying pretty much all of the things that I had learned over the years and pouring that into live events and fundraisers. I launched my first nonprofit at that time with support from Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush. And we began to raise funding for nonprofits all over the world. And what was really inspiring for me was realizing that I'm similar to what Brian said, you know, I'm not going to necessarily be the guy to, you know, cure cancer, but there are extraordinary organizations, startups and yep. existing organizations that are already doing the work, but what they need is capital. Mm-hmm. So I found my niche and that I could bridge celebrity with capital and support organizations already on the ground doing the good work. And that's what I've been doing for the past 10, 12 years.
I love it. Now, Brian, you brought us right up to about 2015. So let's talk about Be Great and share your vision of it.
So Be Great has a nonprofit division and a for-profit division. And that was strategically designed after about 4 years of market research because we wanted to leverage the best of both worlds in execution and fulfillment to help other causes and organizations, events, and individuals to reach their goals. So the nonprofit division produces events and awards, and the for-profit division produces media. And long-term, we intend to have a franchise TV show on a major network, and the show spotlights individuals, events, and organizations that are either advancing humanity or empowering the planet. And it's been fun because we get to meet all of these extraordinary people that already exist. They're already doing great things, whether it's through talent or philanthropy, humanitarian efforts, iron sharpens iron, supporting different people, bringing communities together, casting awareness, raising funds or resources. So we've been filming a variety of different stories, and we've produced some existing short story social impact videos. And we've been keeping the big major network TV series kind of a little bit of a mystery to the world. And we're excited to bring that to light in 2022. But with the events, we've been successful at raising funds, awareness, and resources for social impact topics such as beach cleanups, veterans communities, homeless communities, human trafficking and child sex trafficking awareness and solutions. And we've been able to showcase and spotlight the humanitarians by giving out approximately 20 humanitarian awards every year. And we've done that since 2018. And yeah, it's been tremendous fun. And we hope to do a lot more in the future.
So Dale, can you share how you see the strategic partnership between International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation and Be Great? How is this meshing together?
Sure. Well, International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation was founded in 2015 specifically to serve as a vehicle and a nonprofit infrastructure for outstanding ideas and individuals that are pushing humanity forward. So when I met with Brian, we worked together several years ago on an event together. And I think that we both understood the missions of our organizations. So we sat down and talked about bridging these two halves of a whole. And that whole is for-profit, nonprofit collaborations. Mm-hmm. I think it's critical that mm-hmm. for-profit organizations find those ways in which they can collaborate with nonprofit organizations, because those nonprofits are there on the ground really doing the hard, heavy lifting of social impact. So when you have a for-profit company that has access to capital, a little bit more marketing reach, a little bit more flexibility in what it's able to do, it is extremely helpful to nonprofits out there. So I think our collaboration is based on the idea of leveraging Be Great's media reach, its celebrity reach, its very clear message of promoting feel good, promoting doing good, promoting being great, coupled with International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation's infrastructure that's deeply rooted in the nonprofit world. So we're able to raise nonprofit money and apply those to support the proliferation of those ideas through the Be Great platform.
Well, I love it. And I too met Brian 5 or 6 years ago and saw some of the same things. And I was so impressed, and I had started to look into doing something along the similar lines of catch them doing something good. And when I saw what Brian was doing, it was, well, you know, here's the information that I've come up with. How can I be of service to help you? So along the same lines of what you're talking about, I think for many of us that are doing so many things, we don't have to do it all ourselves. You know, it's find that person who is already moving in that direction and see how we can support them, which is why I love what you guys are doing, because this, I think, is the structure that I think that we can take in so many levels at so many types of businesses and use this type of structure to where we can turn some things around from the standpoint of focusing on the positive. You know, we've got, there's so much out there from a media standpoint, and more so the last few years, you know, that is trying to focus on the negative. And for those that have listened to this show, you know that this is what we promote. Well, here is an avenue that's doing it for you. You know, that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's being done. It's being done at a wonderful level. And so for anybody out there, if you want to get involved in something, this is where you want to look for. Or look to. And so, Brian, share some of Be Great's accomplishments that you're most proud of so far.
I think it's really great, the events that we're doing, because there are a lot of powerful events out there. And one of the things that Be Great does is we produce our own events. We co-produce events with other like-minded and like-hearted initiatives or producers like Dale. And that's how we initially collaborated and eventually partnered. And there are other good events that sometimes we just add gasoline to the fire. So we sponsor or support or bring in media. And we're working on a couple of events for next year doing exactly that. I think that one of the things that I'm really proud that we did was the health and wellness beach cleanup a couple of years ago. We did it in Santa Monica. And so what we did was tremendous research on the beach communities and what kind of cleanups were happening and what were they successful with executing and what areas were they missing the mark. And so we talked to different cities and different areas and got that feedback a little over a year. And so to make it different and to include more people and to kind of make it memorable for everybody, we made it a festival. And so we allowed anyone in the health and wellness or environment categories to sponsor the event with a table or a booth, literally on the beach. And we got approval from the city of Santa Monica to do that. Then we brought in entertainment and we allowed different styles of entertainment. We had drum circles, we had sound baths, we had Deepak and Mitch and a bunch of other performers that came in, set up a battery-powered Bose PA system. And every half hour, we had different performers throughout the day. And then we had vendors literally on the beach. So we had chiropractic, massage, tarot card readings, healers, anything that was health and wellness related and environment. Then we had healthy food and beverage providers that were approved, and they set up their booths. And so everybody that attended could attend for free, or they could purchase different packages. And it, all of the proceeds went towards the community and the beach cleanup materials. And then the deal was each person had to invest a minimum of 15 minutes cleaning up the beach before they could participate in any of the activities. We had yoga classes, we had martial art classes, we had pretty much any beach game that you could think of, bocce ball and stuff that I didn't even know existed as games, cornhole, frisbee, hula hooping. It was amazing. So it was family friendly, kids with the music. And in the end, I can't remember how much debris we picked up, but it was hundreds of pounds. And hundreds of people participated and everybody had a good time. We had some incredible entertainment, and we hope to do more unique events like that where we can accomplish something good, but bring the communities together. There was an opportunity for networking and collaborations, and some strategic partnerships were built from individuals that met and networked that day. So that was a great accomplishment.
And Dale, can you describe the Walt Disney World event that was in September?
Sure. One of the first things that Brian and I were really able to do together that really merged International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation and what it's about with the Be Great mission and goals was at Walt Disney World. So I have a interesting and unique relationship with Disney, being a former Mouseketeer, and they had invited me to go to Disney World and do a panel. Well, I spoke with Brian about, let's see what more we can do and really make this something truly special and impactful. So with that, and thinking in terms of the Be Great nonprofit program, we co-produced 3 days of extraordinary events that were helping to raise money for Give Kids the World Village, which is an 89-acre village in Central Florida that provides cost-free vacations to critically ill children and the families. And it was amazing. There was entertainment. There was a live stream and interviews, panel discussions with Disney icons and socially conscious business leaders and philanthropists. And Brian was on site hosting an interview. The most exciting aspect of the weekend was Brian presenting the 2021 Be Great Humanitarian Awards. And we had specially made Mickey Mouse inspired awards that you can only present at Walt Disney World. I also had a chance to bring on board some of my brothers and sisters from the all-new Mickey Mouse Club. So we had a great little reunion, and Mouseketeers helped Brian present some of those awards. I will say this, he surprised me, actually. He gave me an award, which was very, very cool. He didn't tell me, which is interesting because I was working with him the entire time, a year, putting together the whole award ceremony. And then out of nowhere, he says, and I'd like to present one to my brother Dale Gotboldo. And it almost made me tear up. So it was really cool. It was really special for me personally.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, we have some listener questions and comments that come in. And again, I want to thank everybody that takes the time to send in these questions because it lets us know that you're listening, but it also helps us steer the show in the way in which you would like to have it. And this one reads, as a teacher of fifth graders, I love what you are doing and believe it is never too early to teach our young people to be great. Thank you both for what you are doing. Well, this one's just a comment, not a question. And this is from Candace in Dallas, Texas. Along those lines, what are your thoughts in regards to, fifth graders? You know, what's the, let's talk about the age in which we can really start making a difference with young people. What is your opinion?
So Be Great has a grand goal and a vision to have a community outreach program for schools specifically. And what we plan to do is to build clubs and communities in the schools. And this can be elementary, junior high, high school, or college. And the club and the program would be ran and facilitated by the kids. And I think that that's important because in a lot of clubs and programs, it's ran by the faculty and parents, and they make the decisions, they write the program, they come up with the ideas, and then the kids execute it. So the Be Great program that we will put into the schools will be, the kids are in charge. So they get to brainstorm and come up with the ideas. They get to run the show. They're the leaders. And then it's flipped. So the faculty and the parents are the minions. They get to help them. And of course, chaperone. But what we will do is we will allow the kids to use the school year to nominate fellow students, faculty members, and community members. For example, bus drivers, lunchroom staff, janitors, teachers, and fellow students. And they will nominate them for different categories. And they will create the categories for awards. And the goal is to reward people for areas of character and integrity, overcoming obstacles, disabled kids, finding victories, talent, different areas. That way, the kids that are constantly thriving academically and in sports and activities, they're already getting their awards, their recognition. But what about everybody else? And then what Be Great will do is once a year, we'll come in and we'll do a large community event that's open to all community. It'd be probably from like 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening in a community center or gymnasium where all of the local schools can come. And then we will present the awards. And our goal is to bring in one celebrity name that's either from that community or somehow has a tie to that area to help present the awards. And that'll be a surprise special guest, so that won't be advertised. And the format will be to honor these individuals, present the awards. We'll have guest speakers that will talk about greatness and what it means to be great and why character and integrity and compassion and giving back, social impact, you know, a little bit of education on these areas. And then that will inspire the program, the kids, to go back and think about what kind of things can they do in their school and their communities to give back. And the TV show, our media company, will come in and do stories on this. We'll cover the events. So I agree with her comment that it's never too early to be great. I think Alan and I have kind of coined that saying many times in our conversations. And I think that that's really important for kids to engage and to see the importance of spotlighting and recognizing and honoring those. So we can't wait to have the funds and the resources and to get through this pandemic awkward, transition phase that we're still going through to where we can bring this program to light in the next couple of years.
So Dale, first of all, I love the fact that Disney was so involved in helping you recognize the value of giving back to the world. How old were you when you started as a Mouseketeer?
I was 15 years old. I was just getting ready to enter ninth grade.
I love it.
That was my start.
And what's your thoughts on how early we can really make a difference with our kids?
Oh, I think as soon as they're able to understand what's coming out of your mouth, I think that some of the most impactful people I know, it started with the fact that every Thanksgiving, their parents would take them to go to the local food bank or the local homeless shelter and pass out. And they hated it. They were dragged there. Or Christmas. You know, they didn't want to go there Christmas morning, but, you know, they're, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and they're being dragged by mommy and daddy to the homeless shelter to feed the kids, to feed the homeless people there before they can open their gifts, right? So I think what ends up happening is years later, this notion of giving back, of being thoughtful of your surroundings gets ingrained into you at a very young age. And so that your thinking, your wiring in your brain is just a little different, so that when you are an adult and you're able to actually do things to support people, it's not such a large leap. It's not such a difficult jump from, focusing on yourself and then moving to, you know, let's think about what's going on around me. How can I get back? How can I support? How can I help? So I think the earlier we start talking to kids about social impact and philanthropy, I think the better. And I think ultimately what will happen is you'll have a generation, if we really make that as important as math, science, reading, I think you change the kind of society we have very organically from the inside out.
Right. We are speaking with Dale Godboldo and Brian Gallinger, and we are talking about Be Great. So we're going to come back. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the vision or the future of Be Great. So come right back. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services and West Shield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. And we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is making a positive difference in the world. So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about, let's talk about your vision. Let's talk about the future and what it looks like for Be Great.
So the future is bright. We are right now, what we're working on is aggregating and taking a lot of the content that we have filmed over the last few years and the different productions, our events and awards, and we're editing down content to mix together a proof of concept pilot that we can shop to networks and raise additional funds to go into production for next year. And our goal is to build a franchise show. So imagine The Voice or these different shows that have the same show but in a different country. We have the vision of having Be Great and launching in America with an international broadcast, and then franchising down the road to have individual countries and have Be Great Italy or Be Great France, Be Great Australia, to where it can be the same show, the same format, but adapted into their culture and their language. So that's one goal and one vision. In order to, we're raising funds, we're collaborating with different people, we're looking for talent, we're looking for guest hosts to appear on the show, whether that's voice narration or on-camera hosting. We're looking for stories. So if people know of extraordinary humans or events that are advancing humanity or empowering the planet, we would love to hear from them. So we're expanding our website to have an interactive engagement element to where people can send us stories or refer people to us. And we're launching our first viral video campaign in January. And so we've been focusing on the power of a smile and interviewing different people around the world and getting their feedback and insights on how powerful a smile is, and the simple fact that it's contagious and it helps people. You can spread it. You know, somebody could have a terrible day, a total stranger, and you glance at them while you're walking by in the airport and just give them an authentic smile, and it can radically change their whole mindset and their self-image or their attitude on what might be going on in their life. And we never know that. We've got some incredible events planned for the future. And we are working on our first inaugural social impact summit and awards. And that's going to be held sometime in late 2022. It'll be a two-day event. And so Dale and I are co-producing this together, and we're excited because we've been talking about it for years. But the first day will be a summit on social impact. So we'll have featured keynote and guest speakers. Mm-hmm. We have a TEDx conference, and this will be the first ever Be Great TEDx. And we're going to allow individuals, organizations, and event producers from the UN to the Sustainable Development Goals to speak on and educate people on the differences between nonprofits, B Corps, for-profits, and how as a single entrepreneur or a corporation of thousands of employees, how you can develop and maintain social responsibility within your organization, no matter what your industry is, no matter what your profit revenues are, no matter the size of your company or how many employees, how can businesses and individuals give back. And then the second day is focused on honoring, recognizing, and celebrating humanitarians. So we will have a lush dinner, we'll have entertainment, we'll have a gala with awards with different categories. And between January and this event, which will probably be sometime around the fall, people will be able to interactively participate on our website and vote and nominate individuals and organizations for these awards. We'll have 12 or so categories, and whether it's environment or humanitarian areas or talent, people can be nominated and then voted for, and then that will help choose the award recipients. And it'll be an Oscar type event, high production value, and a mix of well-known names from business icons to philanthropic leaders. So we're really excited about that event. And then we're going to continue to give out awards. We've already nominated 10 potential recipients for 2022, and we're looking for approximately 10 more. And yeah, so that's a little glimpse at the future.
So let's say that somebody either has someone that they would like to nominate, or let's say that it's a production company in a country like India or Hungary or something like that, and they're thinking, oh, I want to be the one to be behind this. How do they get in touch with you to be the first ones to be able to start getting these things set up with you?
Sure. So we have a website, and it's begreatshow.com. People can learn more about our company. They can contact us there. If individuals want to email us, they can email us at info@begreatshow.com. And we're always looking for collaborations, introductions, and referrals for either award recipients, events to support or collaborate with, and of course, stories that we can do spotlight segments on.
All right. we got another question that has come in. And again, I want to thank those that take the time to do that. This one reads, for those of us who work for major companies who would like to see our company invest in programs like yours, how can we get them to get more involved?
Well, I'll let Dale elaborate on this.
Dale, but I will
just start by saying that we will gladly accept millions of dollars from these major corporations. And we'll do all the work.
Okay. So that's where you want to go like this, put your arm behind your back. Okay, if you're going to twist my arm, we'll take it, right?
That's right.
You know, that is the challenge, right, of our time is getting major companies to, you know, get on the wagon, you know, get on the train. What can you do from the inside? You know, obviously every company is different. You know, the corporate culture inside the company is going to be unique to each company. However, I think one thing that, you know, every company deals with, at least on some level, is data. So I would suggest if you can, do the work, get the data together, identify exactly what it is. That is, find the data that proves the fact that companies that are socially conscious just do better in sales, right? Mm-hmm. Most Fortune 500 companies have some sort of corporate social responsibility division or platform or you know, effort around their activities. It's pretty well known and well studied and well documented. So if your company's not doing it, there's a reason. So I think it's actually two things. I think, first of all, find out why. There's something going on inside that company that is not inspiring them to find something in the social impact space. And then two, do the data. Once you figure out what the why is, compile the data, you know, show the examples and come up with some ideas and present that to the powers that be. Because at the end of the day, companies, they're there to make money for their investors, for their shareholders, for their executives, if it's privately owned. So show them how social impact generates more profits.
Well, I love your point about do the data, do the work for them. And again, I want to thank this person for sending in that question. I think it's great. But like you said, do the work for them. Don't just go to the, you know, your boss or somebody and say, hey, we need to be doing something more positive or you need to be doing this. Don't give them more work. I love the fact that you brought up, do the work for them. Give them all the data so that you're handing them essentially everything they need to make another choice or a better choice. Mm-hmm. And if they're not doing anything, this may get them on the path to doing the right thing. On the other hand, if they are doing something, you can still present something to them because there's lots of wonderful nonprofits out there and they might be working with one that's focused on one subject. They might be doing a great thing on that one subject, but might it be better to get involved with someone like you guys where it's going to go to a variety of different places? Okay. So you're going to make a greater impact if you can do it at different levels or within different groups. So that might be another way that you can approach your Fortune 500 company that you work for, or even if it's not.
Yeah, and one thing to add to, Alan, is what we're finding is there are a lot of nonprofit and for-profit companies, whether they're small, medium, or large, that they're doing CSR, they're doing social responsibility, they're supporting different community services, but they don't have any press or awareness around that. So they're doing the good deed, but mm-hmm. people don't know. Their employees don't even know what they're donating to or volunteering. So what we're doing is we're coming in and creating spotlight stories for them. And it's a two for one. So I would encourage this person and everybody at their companies to make your companies aware of what Be Great's doing, because we can come in and do the work. A lot of times companies, they might have the budget, but they don't have a multimedia division. Maybe they have a marketing division, but they're not creating production value videos. Mm-hmm. So we can come in and create a video, create a story. We give that to the company and we give that to them and say, hey, use this in your marketing. Use it for your CSR. Let your employees, your clients, let your communities know that this is the stuff that you're doing as a corporation to support social impact. We will also use that footage and put it on our network and through our social media to create additional awareness as to what you're doing. So we're happy to do that.
We've got another question that's coming in, and this one goes into the land of creativity. This one reads, I listened to a TED Talk by Dr. George Land, who spoke about a creativity test that was developed by NASA that was also used to test school children. They gave the test to 1,600 children between the ages of 4 and 5. They were excited to learn that the kids' creative results came in at 98%, but they were shocked later to see that at age 10, it had dropped to 30%, and by age 15 to 12%, and at adulthood, it was down to 2%. According to Dr. Land, when we actually look inside the brain, we find that neurons are fighting each other and actually diminishing the power of the brain to be creative because there's constant judging, criticizing, and censoring, or they are in a state of fear or anxiety. He said that if the brain can be directed to use creative thinking, the brain lights up and begins increasing the creative percentage. So herein lies the challenge that I hope your organization and others like yours can inspire the educational system to understand. We need to somehow instill in our youth a lifelong passion for creativity if we ever expect them to, quote, be great. What's your thoughts on this, and how can we, the public, help you achieve it? And this is from George in New Mexico. Dale, can you start?
Well, I'll start. I'll share this. You asked earlier, what is, you know, this sort of collaboration between International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation and Be Great? Notice the arts in the name of the charity. Mm-hmm. We absolutely agree with the fundamentals of our artistry and creativity being paramount to basically a well-rounded society in general. Not to mention the necessity for each individual to maximize their potential. I think that, I would, again, as part of the conversation about how we support Be Great, as an example, when we're able to take in donations, our sole purpose and our only purpose is to apply those funds towards the proliferation of ideas such as what your caller presented out there. We don't necessarily go on the ground and actually do anything on the ground. What we do is we back players like Brian Gallagher and his ideas. And his ideas are essentially taking these ideas and proliferating them out there. So I think if we're able to raise the capital that's needed in order to back organizations like the Be Great Show so that they can get their word out there, we've done our job. If we're able to get into schools and communicate to these kids out there, there isn't always a return on investment when you're going into schools. I mean, what are you going to it's very difficult to charge schools, you know, the money that actually pays for the cost for Be Great to get there on the ground. That is an example of a for-profit, nonprofit collaboration. As a nonprofit, we're able to go in and maybe subsidize some of those costs. We're able to go in there and perhaps turn that event that Brian is doing into a fundraiser for a local organization that could use the funds, right? So being a fiscal sponsor of that event, that's what we do. That's all we do. So, I just love what they were talking about in terms of using creativity to build better human beings. And I think that's what Be Great is all about. So anything you guys can do to support us, I think, is very welcome. And I appreciate it.
All right. So, Brian, we've just got a couple minutes. You want to add anything to that as it relates to creativity?
Well, could you repeat the question portion of it?
Yeah, the question portion of it was, what's your thoughts on this and how can we, the public, help you achieve it?
So my thoughts on it are 100% agree. And, you know, everybody's different. So I can't speak for every other human or individual. But for me, if I don't have creativity in my life, I perish. And so Dale and Alan, you both know this, that I have to go play music. I have to create something. I have to do something in the creativity element if I just do too much business. And that puts a lot of life back into me. So I would imagine if other people are similar or even more on the spectrum, that's critically important. And it devastates me when I see schooling remove funding or programs surrounding the arts from curriculum. I cannot fathom it. So how you guys can support us into creating more of these solutions is to, one, monetarily, the gasoline on the fire. We've already got all these programs. We've been working on this since 2015. We've ironed out the kinks. So we just need to grow and scale them and take them into different communities. The second way is to spread awareness. Let people know who we are and what we're doing so you can connect the dots to the right people so we can collaborate and do more and more and more.
I love it.
I'll add to that before you move on, Alan, if you don't mind, just to sort of put a button on that. Again, with the for-profit, nonprofit collaboration, we can support Be Great through donations at International Arts and Philanthropy Foundation, in which you would also get a tax-deductible receipt. So again, then we're able to sit down with Brian and figure out what are the programmatic needs to proliferate the ideas that we've been talking about on the show. And then we're able to deploy that capital in the wisest fashion. So,
all right. Gentlemen, this has been wonderful. I'd love to have you come back. And I know that you've got an event coming up in early 2022. So as we get closer to that and you have an announcement date, let's plan on coming back, even if it's just for a little bit, so that we can get that word out as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, for everybody out there, if you weren't able to write down the website, if you go to theanswers.network, we will have all the information on both of these companies for you to be able to reach them, to talk with them, to get more information, or to get involved at whatever level is comfortable for you. All right, gentlemen, thank you. For everybody out there, please join us next Monday, when we're going to interview Greg Hammer, MD, in which he's going to discuss his best-selling book, Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. And this is a time in which, after going through this pandemic and stuff, healthcare professionals are really been the heroes of the last couple of years. They have been all along, but even more so the last couple of years. So please join us as we talk more about this. And for everybody out there, please visit our archives of past interviews at answers.network and pick out some shows that you like. Share them with your friends. We're out there trying to put out a positive content And again, we need your help. So whatever it is that you can do to spread the word, we appreciate it. And for everybody out there, just continue to be good human beings. No, wait a minute. I'm going to change that. Be great human beings and help someone else be great every day. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Marty Cove. You might remember me from roles such as Sensei in the Karate Kid films. I've done over 100 films and countless stunts in my career, and I've always given 100%. With the damage done to my body over time, I needed to find relief from my chronic pain. My passion for health and fitness drove me to find a natural way to combat muscle pain. Teaming up with doctors, detectives, and a compounding pharmacist, we've created Marty's Cobra Cove Ultra Strength CBD Cream. It's the only thing that has been strong enough to knock out my pain, and fast. Honestly, you may have tried the rest, but it's time to try the best. It's legal, it's safe, and 100% effective. Show your pain no mercy. Go to www.martyscobracove.com.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.